Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mary Kay, hello.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, where does the Super Bowl fall on your list of favorite football games of the year?
Oh, I love the Super Bowl. I really enjoy it. I would like to see some other teams besides the Patriots in it at some point, but I love the game. I love the pomp and circumstance and the craziness and the hype and everything that goes with it.
See, I'm just not a fan.
All right, let's ask a better question, and I think you'll be the definitive answer on this once and for all. When you think in the annals of all-time great NFL players, it boils down to really two that this show could think of. In one corner, it's Tom Brady. In Ken's corner, it's Bo Jackson.
I hate you.
He said that today, Mary Kay.
Okay.
I said it's a comparison. Mary Kay. Tom Brady, and I'm the Tom Brady guy here. I like Tom Brady. I'm the guy who has the TB12 hat. Obviously, I wouldn't follow the book because that's strenuous. I would put Jim Brown ahead of him. I would put Lawrence Taylor ahead of him. I would probably put Walter Payton ahead of him. I would think about Jerry Rice. I think it's neck and neck. And then you know what? Even though he didn't spend a lot of time, I'm willing to put Bo Jackson ahead of him in terms of overall domination.
Come on.
Overall, hold on. I know he didn't do it for very long.
Oh,
but for the time that he was there, he was one of the most dominant players in all the NFL.
You stupid idiot.
Kid, did you take liberties with the editing tools there?
Not at all.
Do you think less of me now, Mary Kay?
You know what? I'm sorry. It's got to be Tom Brady to accomplish and achieve what he's done over all of these years. I just don't think, really, there's any...
Would you put him up there?
Wait a minute. Let's back up here
Wait a minute.
Are you suggesting that perhaps I actually... watch Jim Brown.
Well, I mean YouTube highlights, of course, Mary Kay.
Oh my God.
Wait, I'm trying.
My God.
Hold on,
Mary
I'm trying
Kay.
To do.
Mary
I'm trying to do the math here.
Mary
don't
Kay,
don't do the math. But
he played Mary in Kay. The Jim Brown played in the '80s, right?
Marva. You are an idiot. Don't say stupid things to get yourself out of it.
Marva.
No, now Mary Kay, he's an ass.
Admittedly,
and
I don't know the years that he played.
Yes, you do. You know the years that he played. You're trying to say something
was
stupid to get yourself out of it.
Was he on the team with Bernie? Was he?
Why, Mary Kay?
Anyway.
I apologize sincerely.
Really? Okay, we'll take this up at another time.
Mary Kay, I got lectured today from some Browns fans because I did not make Jim Brown the best player ever in the history of the game. I said Tom Brady.
Well, you know what? I think those guys are probably very, very, very close. But... right now, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's fresh in my mind, but just seeing Tom Brady here again at the age of 41 at the Super Bowl, everything that he's accomplished, and to see what he does in those comeback games and that look in his eyes of what he's been able to do to get to this point and the dynasty that he has presided over for so long. It's just incredible, and I don't think we'll ever see anything like it again.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm sorry. I can't believe how big of an idiot. You just I said the dumbest thing almost in the history of the show,
and
you said you found a way to beat me at saying stupid things. The Browns have decided to raise ticket prices on average 7%, Mary Kay. I thought it was relatively fair. Some people have been a little bit upset about it. Most people have taken it pretty well. Where do you stand on it, Mary Kay? Because there were some people going, wait a minute, you guys were bad for 20 years. Now all of a sudden we're supposed to be good, and you raise the ticket prices, maybe wait another year. Where do you come out on it, Mary Kay?
Well, they've held steady for a long time, and rightfully so. And you have to kind of strike while the iron's hot from a sales standpoint. And there's no better time right now. I mean, the feeling about the Browns is tremendous, and why not capitalize on that a little bit? It's a business first and foremost, and this is a business decision, and I really don't have that much of a problem with it.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mike Florio, I got to ask you this question. Mike Florio floated out the possibility that Baker Mayfield would someday, because of the Browns' dysfunction, could be a person who leaves the Cleveland Browns and goes to the New England Patriots. I think it's a silly notion. However, is it a way that Baker Mayfield, because of the history of the Browns, and because of his, if he continues to be good, is it a way that he can hold a system of checks and balances and hold the organization accountable?
Well, you know, obviously people are going to be having their eye on Baker, but I really believe that he loves Cleveland. He thinks it's a fit. And obviously the Browns will do everything in their power to keep him here long term and, you know, to have them, you know, become a somewhat of a dynasty of their own is what they're hoping. You know, that he can lead this team to multiple championships, and that's the goal. So to suggest anything else at this point, I just think it's kind of way premature, that's for sure.
Now, Mary Kay, yeah. With that said, we've obviously thrown so much on Baker Mayfield, and we've given him credit for a large portion of this turnaround of changing the culture. We know guys love him and seem to gravitate towards him. But are there many players in the league who are going to have as much leverage, and not even in contracts? I'm talking about just in the way they operate as a franchise. Who has as much power as Baker Mayfield? And at 23, he's only going to amass more.
Well, he's going to have a lot. He's going to be a brand in and of himself. You know, maybe not quite as large of a brand as LeBron, but he is going to be huge, and it's already started. You can see, I mean, I kind of followed him around here on Radio Row the other day, you know, just taking some photos and talking to him a little bit and watching the impact that he's already having. And you can just see that he's basically a budding superstar, and he's being treated like that here, being whisked around like an A-list celebrity. And of course, you know, he'll be that at the NFL Honors Show on Saturday night, where he'll find out if he's NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. He is going to become larger than life if he continues to win on the field in the way that he did in the last half of last season.
So last question, Mary Kay. I mean, just how much pressure does someone like Baker Mayfield put on the organization to succeed? Because if things go wrong, we're probably not going to be blaming Baker Mayfield. We're going to be blaming a whole bunch of other people.
Well, it does put a lot of pressure on the organization, and I think they recognize that. I think they know that they have to go out and surround him with some really good players. And here, I talked to Jarvis and Baker about this a little bit. Those guys are trying to recruit and attract really good top NFL talent. You know, Jarvis doing so at the Pro Bowl. Baker and Jarvis both doing that here at the Super Bowl, saying, hey, you know, we're open for business. Come and join us. I think the Browns recognize that they have to surround Baker with a lot of talent and support him in every way that they can. I think that's why they hired Freddie Kitchens, because they knew that that was Baker's top choice. And, or in part, that's why they hired Freddie Kitchens, not all because of that. But everything right now is geared towards Baker, and they're hoping that he is in some way their version of a Tom Brady.
Who wins Super Bowl 53? 10 seconds.
Well, after all that, I think I have to say Tom Brady.
Not even the Patriots. Tom Brady wins. Mary Kay, we thank you. We thank you very much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. We'll talk, Anthony.
Okay. Kenny did the math for me. I guess
you are an idiot. That has been truly
54 years since Jim Brown last played football.
Yeah, but I assumed that there were copies mailed to Mary Kay later on in life that she was able to watch.
Yeah, I don't think you're...
Just be quiet.
Just say you're an idiot and be done
with
it.
That's real stupid.
I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
Thank you very
okay.
much. 216-578-0092. We have Tony Zarella, who joins us next, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.